Perth Overnight with John Lewis for Christian James Hairdressing Mount Lawley.
6 p.m.
Good morning, 17 minutes to 4 on a nice early Saturday morning here at 6 p.m. Honestly, I don't know where I am. I'm all lost. I wish my GPS could also tell me what day it is. It tells me what time it is, but it doesn't tell me what day it is. And if it did tell me what day it is, it would tell me with a very beautiful voice. And it might even, if I select the most beautiful voice there is on the GPS, I might select Aussie Karen. Karen Jacobson, how do you do?
Hello, that's such a lovely intro. I love it.
How did you get to be the GPS voice, the Aussie GPS voice? What do you have to do to be a GPS voice?
Well, I'll just tell you what I did. I'm not sure what you have to do, but I've been doing voiceovers for a very long time. I'm a Queenslander, originally from Mackay, and I lived in Sydney for many years before moving to New York City. And when I was the second year I moved to New York, I had a note from my agent in Australia saying they had a client looking for a native Australian female voiceover artist living in the northeast of the United States, which was incredibly specific. And I thought, well, that's me. I went to an audition, I got the job on the spot, and before I knew it, I was in a studio recording almost 50 hours of script to create a voice for the GPS.
50 hours.
Yeah.
50 hours. Now, how do you do that? Is that an 8-hour day? Do you do 4 hours at a time?
I mean, that's very good. We did 4 hours at a time over a 3-week period because they wanted my voice to sound really consistent and of the same quality, and they didn't want me to sound tired or fatigued. So it was only 4 hours a day, and then I went and ate.
And would you rehearse at home?
No, there was no rehearsing. We had about a phone book of script to go through, but I've done a lot of voiceover work, so I'm really used to reading and comprehending and just doing it on the spot. And
did you just see some funny street names that, I don't know, made you laugh?
Yeah, there were some really funny things. I mean, I think the thing that was the most, draining was having to do numbers. You know, I went from number one to number 1,000 at one point. You know, that was a big day.
So literally you'd say 1, 2, 3, and then it'd be 376.
Exactly.
377.
But also I did numbers several times, lots of numbers, with different tone of voice so that they could patch it together and make it sound very natural.
Does it surprise you when you first got hold of a GPS? And was it one that you owned or was it a friend's one that you heard?
It was a friend. I've lived in New York for the last 9 years, and a few years ago I was out here in Australia for Christmas and I was in Sydney, and I got a message on my voicemail from a very close girlfriend saying, oh my goodness, we're driving from Maine to New York and I bought my husband a GPS for Christmas and we're driving along. I said, let's listen to the Australian voice, and she put it on and she said, oh my goodness, I bought you Karen for Christmas. And she just knew it right away and she called me, and it was such an exciting thing to find out that I was in millions of cars all over the world.
Well, we'll give you the radio challenge in a moment, and you can pretty much guess what that's going to be. What about your voice career? Tell us, how does that start? What day did you realize that you could make a living out of just talking?
Well, I'd say it was in my early years in Sydney. It was in the early 90s, and I just really fell into voiceovers. I'd been singing jingles, and I'm a singer and songwriter, so I'd been singing professionally for years. And one day I spoke to somebody who owned a big studio in Sydney. I said, if you need someone to come in and do a voiceover, I'd be happy to come in and give that a go. He said, oh, well, if you're going to do that, let's get serious and we'll do a demo tape. And I know the best agent in town, and he was a real go-getter. So before I knew it, I was in the studio with one of the best agents in town listening to me doing a demo tape, and then I was on their books. And in no time at all, I started to work, and I found it very easy. And the clients were very happy, and I'd stumbled across the ability to do something really easily that made, you know, that people loved and appreciated. So it was really fortuitous for me.
Makes you wonder how many talents or what talent we might have that we just haven't released yet.
Because I agree with you there, absolutely.
There must be so many things, and there might be more things that you can do, maybe things I can do, and our listeners right now tuned in this morning, our Jim's, John's Informed Mates, tuned in thinking, What is it there that's just waiting to be released? So, really, I think we should take a leaf out of your book and just give it a go.
Give everything a go. That's my attitude.
Well, I've got the radio challenge for you this morning.
Okay.
And what we'd like you to do is say the address of 6PR with Aussie Karen. Do you think you could do that?
I can, but you're going to have to give me the address.
Let me just type it in. It's East Perth. My TomTom, I have to do the suburb first, so I type in East Perth, Hay Street, 169.
169 Hay Street, East Perth.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's right. Well, I'm in the TomTom, you know. I'm in a whole lot of brands.
That's just spooky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to get a bit too excited about this, but how good is that? So, do you get excited yourself when you hear the voice and think, just like another voiceover job?
Look, I'm continually blown away by it, John. I really think it is so extraordinary. I'll be walking along the street sometimes, watching cars go by, seeing all the GPSs on each window as they go by, thinking, it's really awe-inspiring to think my voice is in all of those cars. And then one day I'm in a store. It's one thing to think, okay, I'm in all the cars. Then I was in a shop buying some stationery one day, and I looked over and there's this whole GPS section and my voice is in every one of those GPSs. I'm like, I'm in all the GPSs in every shop in the world as well. It's just, it's really quite astounding. I'm blown away by it. I love it, and people treat me like I'm part of the family, and because my voice is with them all the time.
Well, it's a little bit like that. You've arrived at your destination. That's one of the favourite things I like you saying.
You have reached your destination.
That's it. That's just it. Amazing. I'm just blown away with this. Do they call you now to do new street names? Because I'm sure some of these street names we get now are just made up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do have to go in and do some extra bits and pieces. But generally they have the whole lot, because the system is really brilliant technology. It's called a text-to-speech system, and it was really groundbreaking at the beginning. I think it's still pretty groundbreaking, where they captured every possible combination of syllables. That's why I had to record almost 50 hours of script, so that when they type a sentence in, my voice can speak it. So they've really got it covered. But they do occasionally get me in to do some extras.
Yeah. There you are, on all these GPS. And was there a street that you most enjoyed, most entertaining?
Oh, gee, I don't have one that I can... I don't have some snappy answer for that question.
I remember seeing a very unusual street in York, in England, Whitmawatmagate. It was the longest street name for the shortest street they had.
Whitmawatmagate Street. It's a big mouthful.
And did you get any streets first take? Would you just say it and it's done?
Yep.
Oh, of course, because you're a pro.
Well, pretty much the whole time, actually. But, look, I was a voracious reader as a young child, and I still am. But I could always read and comprehend very quickly. And that's a skill that I didn't realise was a skill until I started to do voiceover work and started to do big corporate jobs, where I have these big scripts with lots of technical terms and I had to pronounce them. Obviously, you have to pronounce them correctly and sound like you know what you're talking about. And I have the ability to do that very quickly. And that's been a real blessing, because I know other voiceover artists who really have to work very hard with that. And I'm really fortunate that that's come so easily. But I've done some really fun voiceovers. Can I tell you about one I did the other day?
Please.
I am now the speaking voice in elevators in P&O cruise ships in the South Pacific.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be expensive to go listen to you, isn't it?
Oh, well, but fun. So when you get into the elevator or get out of the elevator and you hear somebody say, "You're on deck 12, bars and entertainment," that's me. So I'll be with you on your holiday cruise as well as driving you around the countryside.
Oh, my goodness. So literally your voice now will be giving people a lift.
Oh, it really will. I like that. Oh, I like that.
And have you ever, scored something free because you are that voice? Have you ever said somebody's street address and you've got a coffee at a cafe or something?
Oh, I've got a good one. I sang the national anthem recently at the Wallabies Tri-Nations game, which was in Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium. And I'm a singer as well, so I had the great thrill of singing to 52,000 people in my home state. And after the game, we went out to get a taxi to come home, and my husband, who I work with, and he and I, we jumped in this taxi, and he said, "Oh, you're not staying for the game?" I said, "No, I've just sung the anthem, but we're heading home." Anyway, we're driving along a little while, and he says, "Do you live in America?" And I said, well, yes. And he says, oh, I heard you on the radio. I saw you on TV. I know you. You're the GPS girl. So we start this conversation, and he was just so excited. And we got to the end of the taxi ride. We got home, and he refused to take a fare. He said, it's been my absolute pleasure and joy to have you in the car. Would you mind if we took photos? So there you go. I got a free taxi ride and a complimentary taxi ride, and Mandeep took photographs, and we all took photos. It was just delightful.
That sounds really good. What?
Yeah, I thought, wow, maybe I'm going to get free taxi rides forever for being a GPS girl.
I think, you know, maybe one day. I'm sure it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Well, you know, what I'm developing now is a television show, a travel show, because I figured the GPS girl can navigate you to your holiday destination, so... That's one of the next projects.
Well, I look forward to that. Melting Moments. Now, that's a song you've written and produced and, of course, sung. Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Oh, absolutely. This is my sixth album that I've released, and I'm so proud. It's in ABC shops in Australia. That's just a very exciting thing for me, especially being an independent artist, and it's also on iTunes, but to be in the ABC shops is a bit of a girlhood dream come true. And I recorded the album in America, and they're all original songs about my life and my experiences and things that I've learned along the way and about different relationships. And I just I absolutely love to sing. I've been doing that since I was very small, and I wrote my first song when I was 7, so yeah.
Do you still remember that song?
I do. It's called Curly Queen, but I will not be singing it for you.
You're not really up for that radio challenge. That's fine. I wouldn't dare ask that of you.
Perhaps another time.
Oh, good. It's been a real treat talking to you, GPS voice, and what a nice opportunity to hear about your story. Karen, before you go,
yes.
How do we find more? How do we find out more about you? What's your webpage?
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay. Go online to KarenJacobsen.com, KarenJacobsen.com.
One word.
That's right.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, John.